ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथंवितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंदे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंद सहोदितौ गौड़ोदयी पुष्पवंतौ चित्रौ षंदौ तनोनुदौ जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय। दिस मॉर्निंग वी विल रीड फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृता आदि लीला चैप्टर 1। In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we know that the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita consists of some 14 or so verses of Mangalacharana. And the first verse of the Mangalacharana, anyone know that verse? Raise your hand if you know the first verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nobody knows it. Somebody, please. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Ishan Ishavatarakam Ityadi. So, in that verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offers obeisances unto the Absolute Truth in six features. What are those six features? Krishna Guru Bhakta Shakti Avatar Prakash. Krishna Echai Rupe Karne Vilas. He says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Krishna in these six forms enjoys his pastimes. What are the six forms? The Lord himself, the spiritual masters, the devotees, the energies, the avatars, and his expansions. So those are explained by Srila Prabhupada in his purport to text number 34, the first chapter of the Adi Lila. We don't need to get into that just now. But the second verse of the Mangalacharana is the one that we're focusing on today. It offers obeisances specifically. Instead of offering obeisances generally unto the Lord, he's specifically offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And instead of offering obeisance to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu alone, he's specifically offering obeisances to Gaur Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Nityananda. So, for those of you who are very keen on this subject matter, you can see that Srila Prabhupada has written a very nice purport on this topic in Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 46, really that whole passage, several verses, Srila Prabhupada is equating Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nithai, and it's very clear from that passage why Srila Prabhupada said that his purports were his emotional ecstasies. Very clear to see. But we can say that this is the special feature of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to worship Gaur Nithai. He established Gaur Nithai practically in every temple of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, except for a few which have Panchatattva instead, but Panchatattva also includes Gaur Nithai. So Srila Prabhupada is very enthusiastic about worshiping Gaur Nithai. Hopefully we can maybe discuss a little bit about why that is so. In Gaudiya Math, we know Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Radha Krishna. Just to emphasize the important principle, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. I was listening to a lecture in which Srila Prabhupada said, sometimes people say that, why do you put Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up there next to Radha Krishna? And Prabhupada said, this is because they don't understand the achintya bheda bheda tattva, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually is Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna pranavrktir larini shaktir asmat ekatmanau apibhuvipura deha bhedam gatautau chaitanyakhyam prakatamadhana yadvayam chaityamatam radha bhavat judisuvaladam naomi krishna sarupam. That means Radha and Krishna, they're actually one. Absolute truth is one only, but they have separated themselves eternally. You can't say they've separated themselves eternally because they're always eternally separated. But for our understanding, we say they have separated themselves eternally for what purpose? Why? Eko Bahusyama. The Upanishads tell us that the one absolute truth wanted to enjoy. You cannot enjoy alone. Enjoyment requires another person, it requires variety, another person especially. So, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vriktir Larini Shaktirasman, that expansion of Radha and Krishna, or that manifestation of Radha Krishna, is a function of the eternal internal potency by which the Lord enjoys. Ekatmano epi bhuipura deha bhedam gatauta, although they're one and the same. Now, ironically, this same Radha Krishna, they have again combined in one form, and that form is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanyakhyam prakatamadhana yadvayam chaityamaptam radha bhavat jyutisuvaladam naomi krishna sarupam. He is the very essence. He is the Krishna himself, only Krishna himself. Krishna's only essence. And that essence of Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has manifested in what form? Two ways are mentioned in this verse. I'll give you a hint. Radha bhava jyutisuvalitam naomi krishna surupam. He has the mentality, the sentiment of Srimati Radharani. One. And he has the color of Srimati Radharani. Two. Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam. He's within the category of Krishna, but he's not blackish because he's enjoying this ecstasy of Srimati Radharani. Okay. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but which of us have access, really? We are worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age. It's accepted. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishe Namah. He's accepted his golden color and he's most merciful in that he's giving the very highest essence of spiritual attainment. Freely he's giving it to anybody, whether you're qualified or not. But those who are not qualified, they can hardly take advantage of his mercy. So therefore, one poet has sung, Ara kabe nitai chan karuna hoibe Sangsara bashanamor kabe tuccha hobe. When we get the mercy of the Lord Nityananda, then we can give up all of our material sense gratifications, all of our ideas about how to enjoy as the master of the material energy, which we are not. And so, when we worship these two together, that is the supreme combination in the Kali Yuga. And Srila Prabhupada realized this. Obviously, he realized it. We wouldn't be sitting here today unless he really understood this. So, I'm going to read this passage in which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains this verse. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodita Gaurodai Pushpavanto Shando Chitto Tamonuda. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. No purport. I'll continue. Vrajaye vihare purve Krishna Balaram Koti Surja Chandrajini Dohar Nijadham Shedui Jagatere Hoya Sadai Gaura Deshe Purva Shaile Karila Udai. Shri Krishna and Balaram, the personalities of Godhead, who formerly appeared in Vrindavana and were millions of times more effulgent than the sun and moon, have arisen over the eastern horizon of Gaura Desh, West Bengal, being compassionate for the fallen state of the world. So right off the bat, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is reminding us whom we're dealing with here in the form of Gaur Nitai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. We're dealing with none other than Krishna and Balaram. And Srila Prabhupada writes in his Chaitanya Charitamrita that he established this temple here in Vrindavan just to demonstrate that identity. On the left, we're graced by the magnanimous association of their divine lordships, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai. And in the middle, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanyara Prabhu Nityananda Jahara Prakashe Sarva Jagatayananda. The appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda has surcharged the world with happiness. Is everyone happy? And you're from all over the world, correct? So this statement is proven by this assembly. I'll read it again. The appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda has surcharged the world with happiness. We're all happy. And we're from all over the world. And we're sitting here in Srila Prabhupada's Krishna Balaram Mandir in front of Gaur Nitai. We've been surcharged by their appearance in this world. It is divine. It's Leela. And we're fortunate enough to take part in it in this Falguni Purnima here in the holy dham of Sri Vrindavan. So, he goes on to say, Sura Chandra Hare Chaiche Shava Andhakar Vastu Prakashiya Kare Dharmer Prachar He Mata Dui Bhai Jivera Gyan Tamonasha Kari Kaila Tattva Vastu Dan. As the sun and the moon drive away the darkness by their appearance and reveal the nature of everything, These two brothers dissipate the darkness of ignorance covering the living beings and enlighten them with knowledge of the absolute truth. Ajnana tamera nama kahiye kaitab dharma artha kama moksha vancha dishab. The darkness of ignorance is called Kaitava, the way of cheating, which begins with religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. I was listening to Srila Prabhupada the other day, and he was explaining this, how there's no difference between punya and papa, actually. In the absolute scale of things, he said, punya is also papa. If that punya is evading Krishna. You know, this is what we do in this world. In the name of being religious, we nonetheless try to escape the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And through his own words, through the injunctions of the Vedas, we're trying to either cover him over with Mayavad interpretation, which we'll get to in a moment, or we try to enjoy in the name of dharma, artha, kama, and ultimately when we're frustrated we take shelter of moksha. But in all cases, we are executing our non-devotional option. That is the option to escape the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or, at best, we try to enjoy him. That's when we're called sahajiyas. Instead of trying to escape the Lord, they figure out that, okay, Krishna's God, but let me enjoy him. So, and of course the mundane people, the materialists, they're trying to enjoy the Lord's energy instead. Everybody wants Prabhutva, Lord, to be the Lord, but nobody wants Prabhu. This is the problem in this world. So, he said, therefore, the darkness of ignorance is called Kaitava, the way of cheating, which begins with religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Who would have known that the root of all cheating is dharma itself? It's an ironic statement. But he explains, quoting Srimad Bhagavatam, dharma prochita kaitavotra paramo ninamatsaranam satam vedyam vastavam atavastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kim vaparirishvara sadyo hridya varudhyate trakritabhihi shushrushubhis tatkshanat. The great scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, compiled by Mahamuni Vyasadev from four original verses, describes the most elevated and kind-hearted devotees and completely rejects the cheating ways of the materially motivated religiosity. It propounds the highest principle of eternal religion, which can factually mitigate the threefold miseries of a living being and award the highest benediction of full prosperity and knowledge. When Prabhupada speaks of eternal religion, you have to consider that other religion is not eternal. This is the distinction between Bhagavata dharma and ordinary dharma. Ordinary dharma is only temporary. Of course, it goes on again and again. In that sense, it's eternal. Everything is. But this is what he's getting at here. And he's also pointing out here, although it's not explicit in the verse, Prabhupada's translation also mentions, that Mahamuni Vyasadeva has compiled this Bhagavatam originally in how many verses? How many verses? No, you are wrong. I'll read it again. The great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, compiled by Mahamuni Vyasadeva from four original verses, describes the most elevated and kind-hearted devotees. So what four verses? Chatushloki. Yes, somebody's reading. So, and Bhagavata Purana itself, the title Bhagavata, what does it mean, Bhagavata? There are only four things. Bhakti, Bhagavanta, what is it? Bhakti, Bhakta, Bhagavanta, Guru. Or you can say, the Lord, who is Bhagavan, and the devotees who are Bhagavatas. And then they exchange what? Bhakti. So Bhagavata Purana means it's all about the devotees. And we see this when Sanatana Goswami expands upon this theme in his Brihad Bhagavatamrtam, the great nectar of the Bhagavatas. It is the same principle. So therefore Prabhupada writes here, it describes the most elevated and kind-hearted devotees. Two adjectives, elevated, kind-hearted. Because those who are really elevated are kind-hearted. Srila Prabhupada was one of them. He is the example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was another one we've already mentioned. Mahavadanya, most kind. Even though we don't deserve anything, but somehow we're here by their mercy. It propounds the highest principle of eternal religion, which can factually mitigate the threefold miseries of a living being and awards the highest benediction of full prosperity and knowledge. Those willing to hear the message of this scripture in a submissive attitude of service can at once capture the Supreme Lord in their hearts. Therefore, there is no need for any scripture other than the Bhagavatam. Now, there's a long purport here, but in the interest of time, I think I'm going to skip that because we're trying to focus especially on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his glorification. But it's worth noting here, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami does elaborate somewhat here, that the principle behind making advancement through hearing Bhagavatam is that we have to hear submissively. We have to be willing to hear, first of all, and then we have to hear with a submissive attitude, and the acid test of the submissive attitude is that you render service. There was one Muslim ruler in Indian history, and the British were trying to conclude a treaty with this chief of some province, I don't remember where, somewhere in North India. So they went, the British officers, the British were controlling India at this point, but they came to respect this king. He had some authority over his jurisdiction. So they proposed that they had come to discuss a treaty. And so the Muslim ruler said, okay, that's fine, but first of all, you bow down and kiss my feet. So this is a perverted reflection, but the principle is there, and it's eternal. First, you have to surrender. And this is the difference, Prabhupada explains, between Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has said, you're nonsense. Give it all up. Sarvadharman parityajyaman ekam sharanam vraja. Bas. But people may think, well, who is Krishna? Who is that? Shishupal. He was also thinking, this Krishna, we don't even know what his caste is. Who is he to tell us to surrender to him? He's calling himself a king, but we know that he's a cowherd. And similarly, the Marxists and the anthropologists and all the other stripes of atheists, they will say, oh, what is this Bhagavad Gita? Who cares? They're just written by some Brahmins to exploit us all. This is the common, at least in the Western countries, increasingly here in India as well. So atheistic ideas about Krishna or about Krishna's authority or why we should surrender to him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a devotee. He did Channavatar. It's described in the seventh canto. In Kali Yuga, the Lord does not assert himself. He pretends to be a devotee, Bhaktavatara. And he comes and shows us how to render devotional service. How do we render devotional service? Following in the example of, or in the, according to the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described this in one of his songs called Siddhi Lalasa. Kabe Gauravane Suradhuni Tate Haradheha Krishna Bole. Kandiya Berabo Teha Sukha Chari Nanalata Tarutale Shwapacha Grihete Magiya Khaivo Pibosara Shwati Jalam Puline Puline Gada Gadi Dibo Kare Krishna Kolahala Dhamavashi Jane Pranati Kariya Mangibo Kriparalesha Vaishnava Charana Renugai Makhi Dhari Avadhuta Vesha Gauda Braja Vane Hedo na dekhivo haivo vrajvasi Thamer sharupa sphuribe nayane haivo radhar dasi Ami haivo radhar dasi When will I chant on the bank of the Ganga in the land of Navadvip, O Radha, O Krishna? When will I wander among the creepers and trees with tears in my eyes and forget all bodily comforts? Taking my prasadam from the house of the Shwapacha. Who is the Shwapacha? Shwapachati. Somebody who cooks dogs. Not so high class. Not usually the kind of invitation we accept. But he's willing, he's praying, when will I go and beg from these people and whatever they give me, as long as it's vegetarian. And drinking the water of the Saraswati, we know in Mayapur. Saraswati is called what? Jalangi, that's correct. So Puline Puline Gada Gadi Dibo Kori Krishna Kolahala. When am I going to wander up and down the banks of this Ganga making a huge ruckus? Krishna, 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 in ecstasy. Most of us are not willing to do this, actually. Dhamma Vasi Jane Pranati Koriya. Offering my pranams to the residents of the Dham, Mangibo Kriparalesh, and begging for just a little fraction of their mercy. Vaishnava Charanarinu Gai Mahi. I'm going to take the dust of their feet and eat that. Dhari Abhadhuta Besh. Then I will be qualified to take the renounced order or become Avadhut. And somebody who sees, he says, someone who sees that there's no difference between Gauravan and Vrindavan. That person has already become a Vrajvasi. Dhamer Sarup Spuribe Nayane Hoibo Radhara Dasi. And he prays that when I see the real nature of the Dham manifest before my eyes, then I too will become a servant of Srimati Radharani. Very exalted mood. This was expressed to us, for us, by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur just 100 years ago. But it expresses the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach. And by his example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know, he was exhibiting ecstasies without caring for outsiders, just chanting very loudly in ecstasy of love of Godhead. So, it begins with hearing submissively among the devotees. Taramache mokshavancha kaitava pradhan jaha haite krishna bhakti hayantardhan. Strong words here. He says, the foremost process of cheating is to desire to achieve liberation by merging into the Supreme. For this causes the permanent disappearance of loving service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada therefore calls it regularly. Srila Prabhupada calls this spiritual suicide, mayavad, to indulge in this prospect of trying to become the Supreme or merge into the Supreme, which is the same thing. It's not possible, but to try to do that is to try to annihilate your individuality, which destroys any chance of devotional service. It is the worst thing for bhakti. And therefore he said, Mayavadi Pasha Shunile Hoi Sharvanash. If you hear from the wrong person, and it's very easy to hear from the wrong people here in Vrindavan, they're everywhere. And how many of them are pure Vaishnavas? One has to question this. So if you hear the Mayavad philosophy, or even hear something about Krishna from somebody who's infected with that Mayavad philosophy, it is the most destructive thing. Very, very dangerous. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami has warned us. What is the verse? Sharpa chishta yatapaya. Avaishnava mukhod girnam putam harikathamratam. Shavana naiva kartavyam. Sharpa chishtam yatapaya. If you're hearing very nice poetic Krishna katha, very nice rasamayi, sangeetamayi, katha, gyanyagya hota hai na. But that's fine, but what are the qualifications of the speaker? It's very nice entertainment, or in English we have this nice word. Not entertainment, but infotainment. It's, you know, gives you some information, but at the same time it better be entertaining, otherwise you want your money back. Therefore they have the nice musicians, and therefore they show some strong emotions, and sometimes they go into ecstasy just to make sure you get your money's worth. And they, in this way, they become very popular. And my god brother Gobi Paranadana Prabhu, once we were doing Govardhan Parikrama, and we just keep seeing billboard after billboard with these gatakars, so-called pravaktas. And Gobi Paranadana Prabhu said, sometimes I'm tempted to just come and paint a pig nose on all these katakars on the billboards. You could understand. Anyway, so the key here is, as the verse was translated by Srila Prabhupada, uniquely here. It's different in the Bhagavatam. Here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita only you get this extra nectar, he says. Those willing to hear the message of this scripture in a submissive attitude of service can at once capture the Supreme Lord in their hearts. Therefore, there's no other need for any other scripture. Now, Mayavadi is the worst thing. And he quotes from Sridhar Swami's commentary on this second verse of Bhagavatam. Prashabdena mokshabhi sandhirabhi nirastaha iti. What does it mean? The prefix pra indicates that the desire for liberation is completely rejected. Dharma prochita. Ujjita means you've thrown it out. But prochita means it's really for sure. You're gone for good. Don't want it. Krishna bhakti rabadhaka jata shubha shubha karnama sheho eka jibera jnana tomo dharnama. All kinds of activities, both auspicious and inauspicious, that are detrimental to the discharge of transcendental loving service to Lord Sri Krishna, are the actions of the darkness of ignorance. Listen to this purport carefully. It's very instructive. Srila Prabhupada writes, for our benefit, the poetical comparison of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to the sun and moon is very significant. The living entities are spiritual sparks, and their constitutional position is to render devotional service to the Supreme Lord in full Krishna consciousness. So-called pious activities and other ritualistic performances, pious or impious, because there are impious ritualistic performances, what are they? One of my godbrothers used to be a tantric before he joined ISKCON. They do very sinful things. They want power so badly that they're prepared to do so many sins. It's ritual, it's coming in Vedic tradition, but it's not necessarily pious. So they get reactions for that. So-called pious activities and other ritualistic performances, pious or impious, as well as the desire to escape from material existence, that's the Mayavadis, are all considered to be coverings of the spiritual sparks. The living entities must get free from these superfluous coverings and fully engage in Krishna consciousness. The purpose of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda is to dispel this darkness of the soul. Before their appearance, all these superfluous activities of the living entities were covering Krishna consciousness. But after the appearance of these two brothers, people's hearts are becoming cleansed, and they are again becoming situated in the real position of Krishna consciousness. Is it not a fact? People are becoming purified. We're sitting here today because we've become purified to some degree. I could have been in Hollywood, California right now. Jahara prasade ei tamohai nash tamonasha kari kare tatvera prakash. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, this darkness of ignorance is removed and the truth is brought to light. Tadvavastu Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Prema Rupa, Nama Sankirtana Shava Ananda Sarupa. Beautiful. He says, the absolute truth is Sri Krishna, and loving devotion to Sri Krishna exhibited in pure love is achieved through the congregational chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all bliss. Tatva vastu Krishna Krishna Bhakti Prema Rupa Nama Sankirtana Shava Ananda Sarupa. Surya Chandra Bahirera Tamah Shebina She Bahirvastu Ghata Pata Adi She Prakashe. The sun and moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates. Dui bhai hridayera kshali andhakar Dui bhagavata shange karana sakshatkar. But these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart, and thus they help one meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas, persons or things in relationship with the personality of Godhead. Everybody got this? Shall I read it again? This is important. These two brothers, the material sun, in other words, it can light up mundane objects so that we can see it with the eye. But these two brothers, Gornitai, they're so kind that they, from within our hearts, they will dispel the darkness of ignorance from the inner core of our hearts. And what is the effect of that dispelling of the darkness within our hearts? They help us to meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas. Two kinds of Bhagavatas. We'll go on to, he explains. Eka Bhagavata Bada Bhagavata Shastra Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Krishna Rasapatra. Very beautifully stated. One of those Bhagavatas is the great scripture called Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is the pure devotee absorbed in the mellows of loving devotion. If he's Bhakti Rasapatra, actually, then you hear from that person. He's the second kind of Bhagavatam. So there's the book Bhagavata, Grantha Bhagavata, and there's the devotee, Sevak Bhagavata. This is the two. Dui Bhagavata Dwara Diyak Bhakti Rash Tahara Hridayetara Preme Haibash. Through the actions of these two Bhagavatas, the Lord instills the mellows of transcendental loving service into the heart of a living being. And thus the Lord, in the heart of his devotee, comes under the control of the devotee's love. We cannot control Krishna with our love yet. We are controlling him only to the extent that we are pleasing somebody whose love controls him. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasado, ityadi. But when through the agency of these two Bhagavatas, that would be mainly the spiritual master and the Srimad Bhagavatam, dvi bhagavata dwara dia bhakti rash, then we get some idea of what is this bhakti ras. Tahar hridayate tana preme haibash. Then prema is awakened within our own heart. Our own prema is awakened within our own heart. And then with that prema, then we also can control the Lord. To what extent? Krishna is carrying the shoes of Nanda Maharaj on his head. And the gopis, they can rebuke the Lord in the most harsh terms possible. They have that power over him. So, but the important thing is that it is through the mercy of these two Bhagavatas that we are able to do that. And here it's been stated, they dissipate the inner core of the darkness of the inner core of the heart, and thus they enable us to meet these two kinds of Bhagavatas. We have to meet these Bhagavatas every day, isn't it? Every day we have to meet them anew. Something is new, newly revealed every day. More and more wonders of Srila Prabhupada are revealed every day if we serve him and try to follow his instructions. More and more wonders of this Srimad Bhagavatam are revealed every day. The same passage you have read a week ago, but you read it again and it's new. How is it possible? This is mystical. Because it is through the agency of these two brothers, Gaur-Nitai, who have risen like the sun and moon simultaneously from Bengal and dissipated that, or disseminated, I should say, radiated the light of their mercy throughout the entire world now through the agency of their devotee, Srila Prabhupada. Ekad bhuta shamakale dohar prakash adad bhuta chitta guhara tamakare nash. Very nice what he says next. We see in the verse, what is the word here used? Chitrao. What does chitra mean? Chitra. It means several things. When one volunteers something? Beautiful. Beautiful. What else does chitra mean? Colorful. What else? Chitra. Huh?
Picture.
Chitra, picture, yes. What else?
Wonderful.
Adbhuta, yes. Wonderful. This is why he's using this word. The wonderfully bestow benediction upon all, Srila Prabhupada translates it. What is wonderful? He's describing here. The first wonder is that both brothers appear simultaneously. When do we get the sun and the moon at the same time? Very rare. Hardly ever. In his Ujjvala Nilamani, chapter 7, text number 45, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is quoting from the Amar Kosh. The word here is also used, pushpavantal. And this word in Sanskrit, pushpavantal, means the sun and the moon together. Srimati Radharani's lotus eyes, they are half closed. They're half closed because the lotus opens in the morning when the sun rises, and the lotus closes at dusk when the moon rises. So if you have the sun and the moon together at one time, it's a conflict, isn't it? So therefore, Srimati Radharani, he says, her eyes are half closed. There's just a little poetic detour. But the idea here is that two wonders, that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their mercy, their appearance is wonderful because the sun and the moon are coming together, which never happens. And secondly, because they take this darkness from even inside. The sun and the moon, he's already pointed out, they can illuminate external things, but these two, sun and moon, these two can illuminate what's in our hearts. Everybody has this idea. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, gradually, after some years, as according to our intensity, we begin to see there's all kinds of infected black things within our hearts, isn't it? Who's doing that? Who's illuminating that? Especially here in Vrindavan. Somebody said it's being in Vrindavan is like having a spotlight in your heart at all times. Who's doing that? It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. This is the idea of this verse. Chitta guhara tamah karinash. Well, that is the second wonder of their mercy. Ai chandra surya tui parama sadai jagatera bhagye gore karila udai. These two, the sun and the moon, are very kind to the people of the world. Thus, for the good fortune of all, they have appeared on the horizon of Bengal. Only because of their kindness do we get Srila Prabhupada. And only because of Srila Prabhupada are we here today trying to practice any sort of Krishna consciousness. Who can imagine this? This is the great wonder and mystery of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Okay, I'm running out of time, so anyway, this is the end, more or less, now also. Finally, he says, Shedvi Prabhur Kari Charanabandhan Jahahiti Viknanash Abhishta Puran. Sound familiar? Shedvi Prabhur Kari Charanabandhan Jahahiti Viknanash Abhishta Puran. Here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says it's these two brothers. Offering obeisances to them will destroy all of your obstacles. Narottam Das Thakur, a generation or so later, he took it to the next level of immediacy. Immediacy means, what do we do at ground level, here and now? He said, Echai Goshai Kori Charanabandhan Jahaite Viknanash Abhishta Puran. Similarly, I think we can update this to 2020 and say that we're taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and those who are representing him. And in this way, Jahaite Viknanash Abhishta Puran, we get all the obstacles removed and all desires fulfilled. Abhishta Purana, as we say, Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asha. Anything that you want, it is granted automatically, definitely, nishchaya, simply by offering obeisances. Therefore, let us worship the holy feet of these two lords. Thus one can be rid of all difficulties on the path of self-realization. So finally, he concludes this chapter. He says, Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Dvaita Mahatva Tara Bhakti Bhakti Bhakta nama prema rasa tattva bhinna bhinna likhiya chhi kariya vichar sunile jani beshad vastu tattva sar. If one patiently hears about the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Advaita Prabhu, and their devotees, devotional activities, names, and fame, along with the mellows of their transcendental loving exchanges, one will learn the essence of the Absolute Truth. Therefore, I have described these in Chaitanya Charitamrita with logic and discrimination. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Patijadash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Purnima Mahotsava ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Prema Anande. So now we will hear the nectar of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from His Grace Rohini Sutra Prabhu. Now is the time you've all been eagerly waiting for, so let us hear attentively. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.